not about combating anti-Zionism. Okay, good. And about Amun, about rational explanations. For Amun, do we want to talk about that? They're going to be happy to. So, hi. No, Anna, I have to do a more natural pose. I'm sorry.
I'll get a better pose.
All right. You know, maybe let me take off the band-aid when I just have while I'm doing the
vanity.
Pose. I look a little dumb with that, you know, with that band-aid. I'm sorry.
Look dumber if it starts weeping.
Yeah. No. I just had a little had a dermatologist had to remove something. Okay. So let's talk about Erevin. So Baruch Hashem, we have here Artsman, and art is a tremendous resource to the Stanford community, and for me also, he's really helped me out with a lot of things.
There wouldn't be an Erevin without art. That's for sure.
And he's also an engineer. So not every community, every community needs to, every rav needs to have an art, to have an art smith. But there's not so pasha to, you know, art smiths don't grow on trees. So, so he's dedicated, who's knowledgeable, and he's an engineer. So he's competent and knowledgeable and dedicated. That's not always so easy to get. But if you're lucky enough, you know, you can get all that. So how much do you know about, what do you know about Erevin? You know anything about Avery? Well, yeah, it allows you to carry
Avery jobs.
Okay. Did you do? What have you finished in YU?
I did it in Smicha, but the other guys haven't.
Oh yeah, we did it in Smicha. The other guys haven't. Okay, so let's just talk about really about basics, and then this is a simple hand. Now, this is a hand that I give out to Rabbanim. So I'll give you this just as we won't have time to go through this now today. I want to show you stuff, you know, just start, give you some basics, and then I just give this to you to read on your own. And if you want to know more, I can email you. I have articles, you know, that can help you out a little bit more. How many of you plan on being shul rabbis, community rabbis? You want to be a community rabbi, community rabbi, community rabbi? Okay, how many of you want to be out of? Do you want to be a community rabbi?
No, thanks.
Okay. Do you want to? Okay. How many?
They wouldn't have an art.
How many? That's true. How many of you want to be a community rabbi out of town? You're not so sure.
Out of which town?
That's it. I mean, out of the New York metropolitan area. Okay, that's we neither of them. Okay, around here, you know, this okay. Anyhow, let's talk about some of the basics. First of all, most important. There are a couple of very very important things we'll go through on this list. Rabbi Krimsky. Please feel free and come and say, Rabbi Jachter, you are totally ignorant. You know what you're talking about. So just please feel free to jump in. I'm talking about Erevin here, the real Erevin on the ground. Number one, Erevin is a must for our communities. Why? It's because people expect it. It's an expected amenity. It's the reality. And the reality is that many members of our community are going to rely on the Erev, whether it's up or not. Okay, that's a reality. So therefore, what you have to do is make sure the Erev is always up, and you have to make sure that the Erev is encompasses as far as you can. Al tivieni lo lidei nisayon. You do not want to create nisyonos. So that's. That's number two reality. Number three reality is you try to keep it up as best to the highest standards possible. What does that mean, the highest standards possible? So,
not too high.
What is possible? Well, it depends. It depends where you are. It depends what your community wants. I was in London. I was a scholar in residence in Edgware and Hendon, and I saw the Erevin in Edgware in London. You can't imagine. They are so machmir. I never saw such a machmir ever left, but that's what the community demands. I think it's safe to say the Erev here in Stanford is not as machmir as the one in Edgware in London, but no Erev that I'm very few Erevin are as machmir. So, but there are, we should know, should be aware of the many different approaches to Erevin. Rav Heinemann is very different than Rav Eider, who's very different than Rav Schechter, and different than. Then Rav Willig. Rav Willig and Rav Schechter have lots of machlokes. They have I have a list of them. I sent it to Rav Willig once. He told me, very nice, but don't publish it. I get really in trouble. Whatever. we should erase that one. That's not to be going with Izmir. Okay, anyhow. But, okay.
You didn't say what they were.
I can look forward to retirement. Okay, anyhow.
Restart the tape?
You want to restart the tape? No, you leave it on. So. Anyway, but, so you just should be aware, you know, that there are a lot of issues, and but you should try to keep it up to the highest extent possible. The highest extent possible also means, you have to still have it up. You understand what I'm saying? So there's, and it can be, and if you make a Rebbe Heinemann error, it can be extraordinarily expensive, which they're going to require a lechi on every single pole. No matter what except if you have overhead wires like this, right? That's going to be, and they won't rely on tachov, as I'm going to discuss with you what that is very, very shortly. That's going to be incredibly expensive. You hear about Erevin costing $100,000 to install. On the other hand, you can have Erevin that are not that expensive to install. This Erev probably was not that expensive to install.
It was about 20 years ago.
20 years ago, right. All right. So that's part of, keeping up at the highest possible level. The question is, what is your community going to tolerate in terms of how much they're willing to invest in the cost of the air. So, a lot of things to consider. With that, let us begin. The most important thing when it comes to an Erev is to schnorr. What does that mean to schnorr? You know what I mean, right? What do I mean by that, Art? What do I mean to schnorr?
No idea.
You know what that means.
Never heard the word before.
What does that mean to... let me use a nicer word. Zacha malachta nasseh Erev, meaning that if you're lucky, if you're fortunate enough, right, the less you have to do, the better off you are. Does you want to use whatever possible to use the pre-existing structures? Because what does that mean? That means, on a lot, first of all, it'll be less expensive. Number two, it'll be more sturdy, right? So, for example, you want to, in terms of wires, you want to try to avoid as much as possible installing your own wires. You want to use the wires that are already existing. So I don't think in Stanford you have any of your own. You don't use any. You have one wire and that's it. Okay. All right. So let's just talk about some of the things that you can use that you could be as I have here in number four. Zach malachta nasa deachem. So let's begin number one with the most basic, and that is tzuras ha-pesach. What is a tzuras ha-pesach? Can anybody point out in the room where you have a tzuras ha-pesach? You have a lot of them, okay? Kanamikan, Kanal Gabeyam. All right, I'm not going to go through it now, but you should be able to explain to Balabatim to explain what an Erev is. I know why I'm looking at you, Yosef. You know, people are going to say, what is this? It appears ridiculous. It's irrational, right? Did anybody see the YouTube clip about John Stewart, right, with the Erev, right? Now, did the pro-Erev person, right, did he present Erevin well on that video? No, and he was made to look what?
Stupid.
Right. So, I know Yosef already for about a half an hour. So this is his specialty, making sure that Orthodox Jews don't look stupid, right? Is that fair to say? Okay, good. We're not stupid. Our faith is rational, but all right, but I'm not good. Okay. It's not faith, it's rational, makes sense, right? It's irrational not to believe in it. Okay, anyway. Anyhow, but that's getting off topic. But so you have to be able to give a good explanation for what Erev is all about, not for now. Okay? Now, let's move on. So it's very simple, so to speak, right? If you have side post, and the lintel on top. Shtei mezuzot and mashko, kanamikan, kanagabeyan. So it seems so simple, but alas, it's not. But here's some of the basics. What's the most important halacha when it comes to making a tzuras ha-pesach? Is that it has to be what? It has to be on top, not on the side. Why? Can anybody tell me? Why does it have to be on top, not on the side?
That's how it looks.
That's how it's made.
It's not tzura. It's not a tzura sepesa.
That's right. It can't be menatzad. Okay, that's rule number one. That's probably the most important rule. It's got to be a chet, right?
There you go.
It's a ches, right? So now, you want, when you plan, if you're planning out an Erev for an out-of-town community that you're beginning, right, and you have to have an Erev there, otherwise people are not going to move to the community. I used to say modern Orthodox, we won't move to the community. I've learned in my experience, Haredi community, already it's come to the Haredi community as well. I don't know the Hasidic, but in the Yeshivish community, they ain't moving to a community without an Erev. It's just the, maybe Brooklyn is an exception, but
even
whatever.
Even if they don't use it.
I don't know about that, right? But in general, they don't want to be in a community unless there's...
It has to be an Erev that they won't use.
Well, you know, the women want to use it. Anyway, so...
The Erev in Waterbury is for women and children only.
Really?
Is that right?
Taka, wow.
I didn't know that.
Nice.
I mean, that's how they think of it.
Uh-huh.
They agree that it works. But
they say it's for Tzorah. Look, the Mishnah Berurah says L'chavchila not to rely on these community Erev because it doesn't satisfy the Rambam's opinion. So the idea is, you know, only use it for Makom Tzorah. So the Chavetz Chaim had an Erev in Radin, but he himself didn't use it, right? Because, you know, because the, you know, just you only should use it if you have a Tzorah. If you didn't have a Tzorah, right? So personally, when I start out my marriage not using an Erev. But then I locked out my wife twice with the little kids outside the house. I decided I had a choice. Either I could be, two options, right? Either I could be machmir for the Rambam, right? Or divorce. So, so I decided, you know, I won't be machmir for the Rambam. Sounds like a good choice. Okay, now.
Like, will you carry your talis back to shul?
Yeah, because I just, whatever. I try not to. I bring it on Friday. I try to avoid it, but I try to minimize using as much as I can. I think twice before is this carrying really necessary? So I try, but but sometimes I forget. So it's a good idea. Sometimes you just need to rely on it. Okay. You need to add, so you want to say in this your out of town community, you're going to build the Erev. So what do you want to try to do? You want to find streets that have Erev Nirvana on it. Now, what is Erev Nirvana? Art, you'll show us some Erev Nirvana?
Sure.
Okay. In what's Erev Nirvana?
Long Meadow, we have streets like that.
In Springfield?
In Long Meadow.
In Long Meadow, right. So Long Meadow, you do have a lot of streets. I help out with the Erev.
Those are the borders. Those streets become the borders.
Yeah, that's correct. That's why I told them to make it that way.
You have basically a few streets that are very straight. And
yes.
The entire street has a whole string of telephone poles that are exactly the same kind of telephone poles that work well. And it just goes for like 3 miles in that direction.
That's called Zacha Malachta Nasseh De'acherim, right?
That is when the wire goes right over the...
When the wire goes right over the top, right, exactly.
Well, it doesn't really go over the top, but it goes over the top in the extension.
Oh, okay. That's
not quite Nirvana.
Okay, we call that Rav Shechter Nirvana, okay, because that's Art's going to show us that as well, where the wire doesn't go on top, but it goes on top of a stick, right, which is longer than it is wider. That it'll be confusing. When we get the PowerPoint,
yeah.
I'll show you that. All right, and but I will show you. But we'll show you in the field. Rav Shechter Nirvana will show it from afar, Merachok, and then we get to when we'll go to the beloved internet. We'll take a look at Rav Shechter Nirvana. Okay, so that's the bottom line. If you want to be able to Zachem Lachtanas Sneacher. Another thing that we're going to see is Tahol. Oh, just the mention of it makes me very, very happy. Yes, it does.
Majorly.
Yes, that's right. And so does the Stanford Air rely on Tahol, right? You think bulletproof? Okay. Anyhow,
That's what they're called in that's what the electrical company would call them.
That's correct. Bulletproofs. That's correct. BT on the Stanford Stanford Air. Right. Okay. Now, so right, you have it in tons of places. You have it in dozens of places. We'll show some nice talks. We'll show some regular Nirvana and Rav Shechter Nirvana, and then. Okay, try to contain the emotion. Okay, now what is Tachov? So Tachov is like this. So we said that I need a pen for this ancient writing implement. Okay, found this in our ancient artifact. Okay, so the wire has to go on top. Is that good if it's on top? Is it good on the side? No. Okay, now, what if you have the following? It goes through. Okay, what's the answer? Does anybody know? Come on, what's the answer to this?
How did
you know that the answer should be machlokes? Because any time you don't know the answer, what are you supposed to say? There you go. It's a big machlokes. Say it like that. You know, it's a big. It's not posh.
It's a machlokes in the famous Gemara.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, very good. Correct. That's good. Makes it sound like a genius all the time.
That piece of paper represents a telephone pole?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. You're holding. I see you're holding. Okay. Now. So what this means, okay, so tachov is, right, it goes through, right? So why does some, let's just be very simple, why does some post cannot hold from it? Because what does the Gemara has to say? It has to be agabah, right? So what is the chazanish in the Aruch HaShulchan and Rishlomo Kluger, Rishlomo Zalman Orbach, the Nesivos, why do they hold? Mishnah Berurah has, of course, the Prima Gadol is Mesufah. But why do all these poskim, why are they makel when it comes to tachov? What's a svara? How could it be considered to be on top?
It's on top of what's below it.
Right, and therefore, what about the stuff that's on top of the wire? It's,
we should get about it.
Right, what do we call that? What's the phrase? Dal?
Dalmehacha.
I'm saying that. Dalmehacha. Anyhow, so Dalmehacha, that's great stuff. Okay, so
these bolt throughs, they actually go through the pole, or you just have a string on this side, and it connects?
The master, yes.
There are two ways to do it. You can have a clip that nails in but doesn't go through the pole. That's no good.
Okay.
Most of the time, you have a bolt that goes right through and it has a hook on one end and a hook on the other end, and the wires go onto the hooks.
So it looks like it's like one long thing going all the way
right
through. I mean, even though really there's a bolt and a string here, but it looks like it's one straight line.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Good. And one. All right. Good. Excellent. Okay. You cop.
Do I get a Torah tick?
Yeah, that's right. Get an extra slice of pizza. Okay. So I will show you talk of live and in person in the PowerPoint. Okay? But we'll see it from afar. Sometimes you won't cop it. Sometimes you'll cop it better when you see it live and in person. Okay. Good asik. Okay? And that's very important for the Stanford era. Okay. So we say kanamikan kanagaveya. You have a very important machlokas in the Gemara between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether the kanamikan has to extend all the way up to the wire. Okay, so what's the machlokas is tzorach liga or eino tzorach liga? What are we paskin? So does the side post have to go all the way up to the wire, or does it not have to go all the way up to the wire? What is the Gemara paskin? The Gemara paskins. Okay? Why? What's this? Without getting into, I'm giving very simple here today. Today's, just on the field. In the field. We hold, as long as, how high does that lechi have to be? It has to be what?
10
tefachim high. All right? That's in general. There's so many things in Shas. It's 10 tefachim. So just say, if you're not sure how high, just say 10 tefachim. You'll be right half the time. And Dalat Amos. Either Dalat Amos or 10 Tvachim, you'll be, it's good if you don't know the answer. Okay. Anyhow, 10 Tvachim high. And it has to be positioned precisely below the wire. Precisely. You don't have any lovely. You don't have any, leeway. It has to be precisely beneath the wire on top. Now, how do you measure that it's precisely beneath? By eyesighting it, by estimating it, or by plumb lining it? By which do you think? Eyesight or plumb line? What's the answer?
What's a plumb line?
Plumb line.
What's this? You probably have one in your
there
car.
You go. Right?
What's plumb line?
Yeah. Well, what's a plumb line?
I'll show you a plumb line.
Plumb line is,
he showed me a plumb line. That's how I know he has a
right. A plumb line is, it's in the Tanakh, Anach, it's in the Mishnah, it's in the Mishnayos, it appears all over the place, the Mishkoles, you have it in Kilayim, you have it in Kalim, right? So, it's all over the place. It's just to measure, to know how something is, by the pull of gravity that it's exactly beneath it. Why? Who uses plumb lines?
Engineers.
Yes, and builders. They always use it. This is right.
They always used to use it. I don't think they use. They use electronic stuff now.
Oh, okay.
In the old days, they used.
Fine, I understand. Right, but they'll use. Right, but they'll just use. Do it in much more efficient ways. The same idea to know how something is something is plumb, right? That it's right. Beneath something by the pull of gravity. So, what do we do here in Stanford? We rely on 10 tefachim. The lechis are 10 tefachim high. And they're underneath the wire. Eyesight or plumb line? Eyesight or plumb line? What do you think they do?
Probably
plumb.
Plumb line. Okay?
Especially since you can. Meaning, like, what? Why not?
Okay.
You don't have to buy an extra thing for it. You just need to buy the plumb line.
Okay. It's a little bit... Okay. So I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. That's a smart question. So like this. Why not? Because, you know... I don't know about you, Rabbi Krimsky, but for a guy like me to manage a plumb line, you know, are you handy? Are you good with equipment? Okay, good. Yeah, right. The last equipment I touched. Right. I don't know. You look at me, electronics and myself, you know, we have a very bad relationship. But if you have a community blessed with someone like Art, then who's an engineer, right? Then, you know, then... I love Art. He's always the best.
He's coming. He came to see Art.
It's true. You know, it's really true. Anyhow, I told my wife, you know, I'm going to see Art today.
We did a get a couple weeks ago, and he's like, send my regards to Art. Can Art be the aide?
It's true.
I was once. Right?
Yes. Anyhow, so the thing is like this. So when you have some, you know, you have someone, you have a Baal Bus in the community who is, who's dedicated to, you know, who's competent and dedicated, and it's for Art, it's a simple thing to do, right? For others, it's not. You know, I'm working on, I supervise the area of an Englewood. I want to make sure that, you know, I try to mooch off of stuff that's on the wires and make sure it's underneath. I don't trust myself to say, to use my plumb line that it's, because Rav Willig and Rav Shekel do want a plumb line. So I spoke to even Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch about this. He said, use a plumb line unless mamish. I had one opportunity to speak to Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch, and I had 1 minute with him, and like I asked him this question. Okay? So it's a good question. No, I don't think anybody else asked him this. Anyway, so he said, use a plumb line unless you don't have any other choice by eyesight. Unless, I don't know, if you have 5 seconds before Shabbos, you know, you have to just estimate it and just get it up. But the bottom line is, you want to do it by plumb line. And I brought Art and all the way from to Englewood just to make sure that everything is plumb the way it should be, not just by my work. Okay.
If you don't have Art, can you like get somebody from the telephone company to do it? I mean, it would probably cost money.
So here's the thing. They're not nemanah. So Art is a from Jew. So he has nemanah. You know, sometimes this is delicate. You know, it's delicate. So I'd hate not to have. Now, what most communities do, if it's okay for me to say this, is they have the lechis go all the way up to the wire. In Springfield, in the places where we do need to have a lechi, where it's not nirvana, or Rav Shechter nirvana, or tachov, right, then you have lechis. Okay? So I like to have them going up all the way. I personally like to have them going all the way up to the wire. Why? You just don't have to worry about it. What Art does is he checks 4 times a year. To make sure that every lechi checks 4 times a year to make sure that they're not out of alignment. The poles move. Okay, some of the rabbanim don't think so, but some of the rabbanim think, I don't know, it's a machlokes and metzias, you know, that the poles do move. But Art checks it 4 times a year. If you're going to have a community that has a lot of lechis, you know, you're not going to have a balabas. Most of the balabas are not going to be just so mezuras that they're going to want to check the plumb lines for the lechis 4 times a year. So therefore, you know, it's just simpler to have it going up all the way up. But what's the problem with having lechis going all the way up? What's the practical problem with it? Okay? You need to hire a professional to do it. Unless, I don't know, I know some communities where they just do it themselves. In Teaneck they do. They just get guys themselves, they take a bucket truck. And they go and they install it. I personally would be much too chicken to do that. But some kid in Cherry Hill, they have a member of the shul who's a professional. So they're lucked out. So it doesn't cost. But if you have to hire a professional, I know they charge minimum $50 a lachi to install it all up in the wire.
And that's a little plastic thing that they put on?
That's correct. Okay, now you have a, maybe we'll take a look at that. You have that in a couple places here in Stamford, because where the pole is the pole is like this, and you put the lachi is here. The pole is like this, and you put the lachi goes like that. And no, it does not. The lachi is not going to be underneath the wire. Okay, okay. Some of the stuff you're going to see is okay. Let's go through the source sheet for A. Minimize installing your own wires. You want to use the wires that are there. Why is it better to use the existing wires than installing your own wires? Why? Cheaper and more sturdy.
Somebody else will fix it.
Somebody else, exactly. Zacha melachto nasis ayde acherim. Right? Rabbis in general are very busy. The less work. No. But not only that, they're more sturdy. When the communities, like when there's these big ice storms, the communities that have their own wires, their areas will be down. Right? But like in Washington Heights, it's all because you don't have above ground wires, so it's all your own wires. But the communities, let's say like Englewood, with all the big storms, the air was up. The air was up here. Okay, good. So
we got lucky.
Okay.
There was a pole that was down, but it got fixed before Shabbat.
Ah, okay, good. Now we're going to see here. Art's going to show us the machitzos, right? Oh, you just show us. Take us to a lot of good stuff. Yeah. Take us, show us just, you know, how we use machitzos. A chritz is a drop.
These would be natural things that are up already.
That's correct. You want to mooch to the mooch to the max. Okay.
So this would be like a drop, or would there be any buildings?
We do it in Springfield also. You use the those canyons, right? Those ridges. At least I told them to do it. They want to expand it when they expand it. Yeah. So just mooch, just use ridge, just use that, okay? And a tail and a slake, you'll see you'll just show us a mound, right? A mound where, a sloping mound, a slope.
Yeah.
In other words, you see a plain machitza, I don't know, fence. Yeah, we'll show you a fence. All right, never seen a fence before,
right?
Was it?
I think on Vine, we have some slope.
By the,
we use it by the
train tracks, right?
Oh, you don't use that anymore.
Oh, you don't use that.
We had problems with the railroad running across in jail.
He almost got arrested.
That, by the way, that happens. I almost got arrested one time. So because
after 9/11, when you start messing with the train
correct.
Station, they get.
That's a very important point. That's why you should also just keep this in mind that coordinate with the police. So I remember in Englewood one time, one of the AM checkers had four police cars converge on him. They thought it was a terror. They thought it was planning to blow up the community. So they told him the story. The police station then wanted to take him into the psychiatric ward. So he said, call the station. They said, yes, all legit. But you have to coordinate in advance. The police should know what's going on.
He actually thinks it's a wall when it's just a lintel and two.
right, exactly. I like to go around like this. By the way, I like to never go in an eruv with a yarmulke. To my opinion, that's like asking for trouble. Because you say, oh, here's a Jewish thing on the pole. So you got all kinds of anti-Semites that can, including Jewish anti-Semites.
In Potomac, Maryland, where I was before here. Somebody, out of the goodness of their heart, bought a hard hat for the rabbi, and it said Erev Rav on it. So. Not knowing what, of course, the other meaning was.
Oh, not
knowing. He did not know what it meant. He said Erev Rav. He's the Rav of the Erev.
yes. Okay. You don't rely on Pitikros, your Vesosim, anywhere. That's when you have an overpass. Here, let's say if you have it.
Overpass, say lip pitekra, the lip, yard sose. We use that by Route 4 on the angle here. We use that for.
Yeah, we don't have any. We don't go to 95, so.
You don't go to 95.
No,
because
not. We go on 95.
City highways are a whole issue.
It's a big issue, it's just a big machlokas, exactly, right?
Famous Gemara.
And it is, by the way, Sratya, and or Platya, one of the, it's either Sratya or Platya, which one is the, okay, sorry, pardon my ignorance, okay. And I think it's Platya. So the whatever the Rechov Haholech Mir Leir, whatever it is, the question do you need Shishim Riba? I don't want to get into that, but because in Stanford you're blessed, you don't have a you don't have the air does not include 95 or the merit, so you're lucky about that. But other communities you just can't avoid it. Teaneck and Englewood, you know, the Route 4 goes smack dab through it. You have Scarsdale. Right, has Riverdale have the Hutch going straight through it, so you know, so it's an issue, and you know, then you have ground levels, which you know could be a whole issue, but you don't have to deal with that here. So,
so you use the highway as you use the ceiling as use the highway as the ceiling.
Yes.
Even
yes.
Even though the highway could be Rosh Hashanah Rabin.
You can't. That's a set. Well, in Englewood, what we do is we have two areas. Interesting. We have an I call it a regular Erev and the Mahadran Erev. The regular Erev includes Route 4. Rely on Rav Willig and Rav Moshe, it's okay. And we have Mahadran Erev to satisfy Rav Schechter, that's not okay. But even when the parts used Rav Schechter, we use P. Tikra Yard Vesosev, the highway goes on top, and we use the P. Tikra below. I'll show you with that. I'll show you the PowerPoint. It'll become much more clear, because now it's just words. It's not so abstract, I think, for you to collate, to absorb. Okay, Schiris Rishus, you have to rent the area for religious purposes for 99 years. I remember going to the sheriff of Longmeadow and doing that. That was he was a nice guy. Some of them are not always so nice. Some of the Rabbanim say, by the way, Rav Schechter wants to do it for 20 years. You know, that could be a real problem. You know, I was helping out one of my Talmidim as the Rav in Einstein at Susanensky, so I was going to help him with the Erev last week. And right there, I passed by the police station. I remember, oh, that was so nice. We went to the police station in 1992 when we went and we did the Scarce Rishus. And I remember, oh, no, we did it for 20 years. It's about to expire. It's in 2012. So it's a good idea. I told him that. So just when you're doing it in 20 years, that's a little, you know, you got to, you know, that's a little bit risky. You know, if you do it 99 years, I don't know, Mashiach is for sure going to be here before 99 years. So
Technical question of what's the issue?
Rent, you go over to the, there's a whole issue of who to do it with. I could send you an article, but the bottom, you go to the police chief, you go to the mayor, you rent it for religious purposes for a certain amount of time. And you give them, you give them something. You don't even have to be a shavuot if it's a guy. So it doesn't, then, right. Well, who doesn't have to be a shavuot? Okay, I can't believe I'm forgetting these. Okay, sorry, I'm losing it. But the bottom line is, give them a quarter, or you give them some, you know, and there are problems with it. They view it as a bribe, even just a quarter or a dollar, you know. So, whatever, the different ways how to manage it. I don't want to overload you with information, and then you have to have the Erev Chatzeros every year that you keep. Would you keep it here or
upstairs?
Okay. And did you see it? Did you?
Yeah, every Erev Pesach we make the bracha.
Yeah. That's
and we use matzah, that way there's no issue.
That's
a
minute. And pesedik matzahs.
Yes.
If you don't use pesedik matzahs, then what then?
Then you have to sell it.
Right. I came to a community once, you know, to look at their Erev. They didn't know where the Erev, nobody knew where the Erev Chatzeros was. Nobody knew where. And that's a problem. You have the community has to have access to the Erev Chatzeros. The skirts were just said expired, you know, whatever. It's like, you know.
And matzah will last forever. It'll last longer than 99 years.
It's
and
true.
It doesn't get any better.
That's right.
Have you had problems with the police chief or whatever, like, you know, practical issues?
So I remember when I was helping making it in San Francisco, you know, there's a, you know, separation of church and state. So in San Francisco, they want to outlaw Rismila. So, you know, they're a little interesting out there. So, you know, so took the rabbi there, took Rabbi Srulowitz, took him a couple months to convince him to do it. Although others, you know, with... in Longmeadow, we just made an appointment with the sheriff, you know, just make sure, you know, and with right connections. Connection, by the way, protects you as everything. Very important. You know, there's got to be a makor for this in the Gemara somewhere. It's just, everything seichelik has something in the makor, right, in the Gemara, because it's all rational, right, because the Gemara, right, and, you know, the Gemara matters somewhere that never, don't just do these things yourself. Are you crazy? Don't just go into the police. You have to use protexia. Right, everything protects you. Make sure find someone in the shul that knows the police, that is the police, and then they'll say, "Oh, you know," they'll make the introduction. Because if you're just going to go in blind, right, you know, they're going to think you're a lunatic, right? But if you, you know, if you have protection connections, it makes a lot of sense. Okay? All right, I think I went through everything.
We'll
everything
get to the
here.
Car and continue.
Yeah, and Art will do.
End up in my house.
Right.
Okay.
What?
So
Art will show you some stuff.
We should all be able to fit in your car. We'll make.